Before we get into the nitty-gritty, can you run us through perhaps a little bit of what this support package entails?
Yeah, sure. So it's a federal government support package. It was announced yesterday by the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and the Arts Minister, Paul Fletcher. And as you said, it's a $250 million stimulus package composed of a series of loans and grants that will go to arts and cultural organisations and businesses.
$250 million sounds like a good start, but how does it compare to the impact we've already seen on the industry, given it was, you know, one amongst the first to be hurt by the pandemic and will be amongst the last to recover?
Well, that's a good point, because the arts and cultural industries have been the hardest hit, basically, of any industry by the pandemic. Perhaps the only other exception would be the aviation sector. Data from the ABS recently has shown that something like a quarter of all arts and cultural businesses have stopped trading. They've actually, they're no longer in business. And unemployment in the sector has obviously dramatically increased. So it's a very, very deep recession for the arts, because not just that venues can't open, but there's been flow-on effects across the sector. Screen production is still not up and running. People are just not able to work. The question is this package enough to make up for the problems or the shortfalls in economic activity in the arts and culture? And the answer is probably no. No, it's not enough.
How do you think, firstly, the package will positively impact the industry, given, the rollout we're looking at?
Yeah, so obviously any kind of stimulus is better than no stimulus, and the sector had been crying out for some support for months now. It will have a positive impact, I think, particularly for the screen sector. A lot of the money seems to be directed to the screen sector. So there's a $50 million package for Screen Australia, for what they're calling a temporary interruption fund that will support local film and TV producers to secure finance and to start production again. So that's positive, obviously. There's also $35 million of financial assistance to support federally funded arts and cultural organisations. We think that will go to the Australia Council to fund probably major performing arts organisations and some of the smaller arts companies. That will be positive. And there are also some loans as well that the government is backing. So $90 million in concessional loans that will be provided by commercial banks, but backed by 100% Commonwealth guarantee. Now, this won't help many arts organisations, but it might help some of the bigger kind of creative industries, companies, perhaps some of the big production companies might be able to access those loans.
Are there any particular areas of the sector that there's a feeling will be left behind by this one?
Yeah, there are. So I think there's a real problem here in that the money doesn't seem to be getting down to the grassroots. So there's nothing here for workers or for artists themselves, individuals working in the industry. And that's a big problem, because a lot of those people have not been eligible for some of the government's other stimulus programs, like JobKeeper, for example. Many artists and cultural workers are not eligible for JobKeeper as it stands, because they haven't been working for their employer for more than 12 months. So they didn't really fit the criteria for JobKeeper. There was a lot of hope from the industry that JobKeeper would be changed so that artists could get access to it. Some artists, of course, are getting access to it, but a lot aren't. And this package does nothing for them.
And this package also comes off the back of the announcement the government will be raising the cost of tertiary creative arts and humanities education. Bearing this in mind, would it be fair to say some in the arts sector will feel they are undervalued by our current governments?
Yes, many people in the arts and cultural sectors in Australia feel undervalued by the Morrison government. I think that's fair to say. There hasn't been a lot of support for this sector. The recent decisions by the federal government around a university's funding is a good example of that. So yeah, you're right to point out that the humanities and the arts degrees at university would be made more expensive by Minister Dan Tehan's recent university reforms. And of course, there's also big problems with the university sector as well, which supports a lot of artists, for example, by paying artists as casual teachers at universities. But the universities are struggling because of a fall in enrolments from international students. So there's a whole bunch of problems in the sector. And while this package will help a little bit, it probably isn't going to be big enough to address some of the big picture issues that are really troubling the sector.
Well, just perhaps as a final point, assuming we want to maintain an arts sector here in this country, what more do you feel the government could be doing to support the industry as we continue to recover from COVID-19?
Well, there's a bunch of things the government could be doing. You know, more funding is the obvious one. Government funding, federal government funding for the arts has been falling for years now. It's fallen by about 20%. Since 2013, and that's caused real trouble, real job losses in many parts of the sector. A good example is the National Gallery of Australia, which this week announced that it was going to have 100 redundancies, and that's directly because of falling funding from the federal government. So that's just one example of a range of federal cultural institutions that have been underfunded for years, and now they're really struggling. Another good example is the Australia Council. It's had big funding cuts since 2013, and as a result, it simply just can't give out the money that it used to be able to give out, and that directly impacts artists not having grants and jobs being lost in the sector.
We do live in slightly troubling times for the sector, for a lot of people, really. I do appreciate your time joining us this morning, Ben.
Thank you.